We're in the middle of learning about Ataliah, how Ataliah destroyed out all the Zerah HaMelucha, and the Pasuk says that Yehosheva saved one child, Yoyosh ben Achaziah. She saved his brother, one son from Beis David, and from him it came the Malchus Beis David. That's what the pasuk says here by us. So basically, David HaMelech was zeich to have one grandson that survived, and that grandson that survived is the one that ended up being the hemshech of Malchus Beis David. Yoyosh, he ended up being the hemshech of Malchus Beis David. So obviously there's a lot of questions here. We went through the phase one to understand why David HaMelech was Nenash. That's what we spent time the last couple of shiurim. To understand what David HaMelech did wrong. What way was David Nenash. And now we're going to talk more about how he was saved. Yoyosh was saved Tafkin in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? He was hidden in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Pasuk actually says that if Yosef HaKoyen, he took care of him. Nitzel al Yidei David. If Yosef HaKoyen was the one that was saved by David HaMelech, when the city of Noivir HaKoyen was killed out, one Koyen escaped, and that was Yosef. And David HaMelech protected Yosef. And now it's Yosef's descendants that are protecting the one descendant left of David HaMelech, of Yoyosh HaMelech. And ultimately, Yoyosh becomes the king. So you see an unbelievable midah keneged midah here. But really, it's not just midah keneged midah. It's not just midah keneged midah. Ultimately, we're going to learn over here that the ishtalshul sadvorim was Yoyosh became the king. And then he himself ends up killing out Yoyosh, ends up killing Zechariah the Kohen Gadol. Zechariah Kohen Gadol was the son of Yoyada HaKohen. So basically what happened is like this. Everything was this galgal. Noivir HaKohenim got killed out. One son was left, Eviyosah. Eviyosah was protected by David. Midi keneged mido, the one son that was left from David's kingdom got saved by the Yehoyada HaKohen Gadol. Mamash midi keneged mido. Now, Yoyosh, who was saved by Yehoyada HaKohen Gadol, he ends up killing Zechariah HaKohen Gadol, the son of Yehoyada HaKohen. So it's all going backwards now. Now it's all going backwards. And that ended up being such a shrek l'chachet that many of you probably remember from the kinnis that we say on Tisha B'Av. We talk about the Zechariah HaKohen Gadol being killed in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara goes through the sugya in Gittin that when they killed out Zechariah HaKohen Gadol, the blood of Zechariah HaKohen Gadol was boiling. I'm sure you remember that from the kinnis. He started killing other people. Nevuzadran killed other, and the blood kept on bubbling. He didn't know what it was from. Brought korbanos. At the end, they told him, this is the blood of Zechariah HaKohen Gadol. So the Rabbanu Shem was being teveya nekama for the blood of Zechariah HaKohen Gadol. But this was the ishtalshul sadvar. Started off with Noivir HaKohenim dying out, one descendant being left of Yosef HaKohen. He ends up having a descendant, Yehoyada HaKohen Gadol, who saves the one descendant of David HaMelech, who becomes Melech. It's Melech Yehuda. Yoyosh ends up being a chaver with Yehoyada HaKohen Gadol, who saved his life. Yehoyada HaKohen Gadol dies, and his son Zechariah comes and gives a nevuah, not a positive nevuah about what's going to be if they don't do tshuva. And now, Yoyosh, who was saved by Yehoyada HaKohen Gadol, kills Zechariah HaKohen Gadol. So ultimately, if you track the whole system, It's all Hakoros HaToiv and Kviyas HaToiv. Hakoros HaToiv brings bracha, and Kofui Toiv brings klal. That's the old, that's what you see from the whole Shtal Sotra. So I want to tell you a simple vort. Simple vort. And this will explain to us why from all the averis that we had, the blood of Zechariah Kohen Gadol, that was the worst. That's the blood that was bubbling. The blood of Zechariah Kohen Gadol. We have a medrash in the last week's parasha. Shadai Olam remembers this famous chazal. Hayom ro vayonos. Ma ro. Ro aroinu shal Yosef. The Oren saw the Oren of Yosef. And that's how the Oren split. It's not a simple kasha. A lot of times when I go to Levaya, I think about this. I go to Levaya. And you see a packed Levaya. Sometimes Adam Gadol. There's no room. And then they have hired people that are people pushers, for lack of a better word. Their job is to push people, make sure there's room. So the Oren is going, right? And what happens in the process, that's whatever, Hashem Yirachin. If you happen to be in the Dalet Amos where they're pushing, then you could end up in the same box that the mace is in, right? And usually it's somebody big that has a bouncer. We call them, right, bouncers, but here it's pushers. Their job is to push. So I often say that people have to realize when they're by Levaya that the kovod of the chai is also important. The kovod chai is more important than kovod ames. Okay? Because you're allowed a machal Shabbos, right, for a premature baby, you could be Mechal Shabbos. Yeah. Because you can't be Mechal Shabbos for Kovod HaMeis. Right? I always found it weird that people have a lot of Kovod for Mason, but for Chaim, they don't have a lot of Kovod. Once you're dead, then they have a lot of Kovod for you. I said, pshat is like this. Once a guy is in Oil of Mahemis, they put him in a box, they put a velvet cover on the box. Now it's already a Judaica. So Kolzman, you're a Jew, big deal. Judaica. Now you turn from being a Jew, from being a Gavre to being a Heftze. Now they have a lot of covet. Unfortunately, the Halach is the other way around. The Halach is that the covet Achai is much more important than covet Achai. Avada covet Achai is important. Avada. But that we're obsessed with. Only people that went to the mikveh, they should touch Torah and say, all the shein is ach. What about a Levitic image? So you have the Yamsuf. The Yamsuf is sitting there pretty, doesn't want to split. 600,000 Levitic he didn't have to go through. Doesn't split. Aroin Shel Yosef. The Oren of Yosef, now it splits. How can it be? I don't know if it bothers any of you, but it should. Maro, Aroin Shel Yosef. Much more important to split for the 600,000 people. More than 600,000. 600,000 Schorim of the Pkudim. Much more than 600,000 people. So the Yam doesn't split. But for Oren of Yosef it splits. But what's going on here? So obviously it doesn't mean it's split for the Oren of Yosef. Obviously it means something else. So the way I touch it up is very simple. If you had to capsulize what's the Ikar Avodas Hashem in the world, the Ikar Avodas Hashem we have in this world is Hakoros HaToiv. Hakoros HaToiv. Hakoros HaToiv to the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's our Ikar Avodas Hashem. Chovis HaAvodah says, the reason why we have seven mitzvahs and the Goyim have Tayag is because we have to have more Hakoros HaToiv. David did more chesedim for us. That means Chovis HaVovis is saying the Gans Taryag Mitzvah is Hakoros HaToiv. Every mitzvah is Hakoros HaToiv. It's an expression of Hakoros HaToiv. Every mitzvah. That's why Avodas Hashem is Mevusis on the Midah of Hakoros HaToiv. Some is a Kofi Toiv, no Shaiches to Avodas Hashem. Mufka from Avodas Hashem. In order for us to have Yitzis Mitzrayim, we have to have the Midah of Hakoros HaToiv. We went down to Mitzrayim because Kfiyas HaToiv, like the Medrash says. In order for us to leave Mitzrayim, we need to have a Korosat. Yosef HaTzadik did a very foolish thing. Eishes Potiphera comes over. She assaults him. She comes running after him. Right? Yosef HaTzadik is a Gibo Chayil. Yosef HaTzadik could blow her away. Right? Instead, he lets her assault him. He lets her assault him. And then he lets her, she grabs his jacket instead of giving her a good whack. Right? Which is what I would have done. Some ish is assaulting me. Give her a whack, she'll never come back again. Instead, he acts helpless. And he lets her, and she pulls his jacket. So what he basically did was, he left her with evidence that she had. And that's not what she had at the end. What at the end? She comes back. She goes, look. Ultimately, Yosef HaTzadik got into trouble because he left the evidence for something he never did. That's like Reuven shoots somebody. Right? Reuven shoots somebody. And Shimon takes the gun and puts it by him so that they should arrest him. Why is he giving her his jacket for? Tells her she grabbed it. Fatit v'seo b'bigdoy. I understand. So give her a punch and go by it. You know what the Rishonim say? The Rishonim say he didn't want to lift a finger against this woman. You know why? She's his master's wife. Hakoros HaTov. Hatamaisen. If this was a lady in the street to start up with Yosef, she would have gotten it over the head. But he owed her Akos HaTeve. His master took him in. So it comes out that Yosef HaTzadik allowed his whole life to be put into danger not to be coffee table. Such a Musa Haska. We don't sufficiently appreciate it. Now I hope you do. But when you read the Pesukim in the Parsha of Ayeshev, people don't appreciate this properly. You read the story. She grabbed his garment. Why? Look at the Kleyoko. You see a fascinating Kleyoko. Now we understand. The Yam, in order for the Yam to split, the Yam had to see a Shoirish of Hakoros HaTov. Hayom Rov Ayonos. What did the Yam see? Aroinu Shel Yosef. Sometimes it saw Yosef. It saw the mid of Yosef. The mid of Hakoros HaTov. That was Megan on all of us. And that's why it says, Nos Mipnei Hanos. The Medrash says it ran away from somebody who ran away. Who ran away? Yosef. Why did he run away? His running away was Hakoros HaTov. That's why when the son, when Yoyosh killed Zchariah Kohen Gadol, that blood wasn't able to settle. Because that was a killing of Kfiyas HaTov. Here, Yoyosh, you were saved by the Kohen Gadol. You were saved by Yoyada Kohen Gadol. He protected you. He gave you the Melucha. And now you go and you kill. That's why that blood was never able to settle. So another Nekuda Chshuva you have to take from this whole Indian is the Chshivas of Hakoros HaTov. And the destruction of Kfiyas HaTov. And that's something you have to always remember. We live in a very different world today. We live in a world today where Hakoros HaTov is out the window. Hakoros HaTov is out the window. Everybody knows what's coming to them. It's coming to them. Look how kids treat their parents. Take me here, take me there. No, I'm waiting. Hey, dude. People, I see kids talking to their parents. I can't believe it. Good kids, I'm not talking about bad kids, Chas v'Shalom. Good kids. No, you're taking me. No, I'm waiting 5 minutes already. Taxi service. Al pi halacha is the other way around. A parent should be going, no simcha, I'm waiting for you. Take me. Person comes home for supper. Mom, what's for supper? A chicken again. All right, I'll do you a favor. I'll take it. Al pi halacha, what's supposed to be? Al pi halacha, kibud avei means you feed your parents. That means, al pi halacha, this is the picture. You come home, ma, what can I make for you? That's al pi shulchan aruch. Never thought of that, right? Does anybody ever do that? You come home, Ma, what would you like for supper? That's our pi shulchan aruch. That's not a special thing. That's our pi shulchan aruch. The shulchan aruch that I learned says, Machiloi mashkeu on the son, not on the parent, the son. Mom, where's my sneakers? Every time we're about to go to the gym, my sneakers are missing. Sneakers. You're supposed to get your sneakers for your mother, not for Keld. Or her heels, whatever she wears. But we're living in a world everything became reversed. Everything became Altsfamir. But when you learn these prokem, you have to take into your mind and realize what's the importance of Hakaras HaTeva. That's the bosses of Yadis. That's the foundation of Yiddishkeit.